Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. You're probably well aware, but the Sacramento region is growing. In recent years, the counties that surround the state capital have become an increasingly desirable place to call home in California. But with growth comes different needs in pursuit of livability. Valley Vision is a regional organization focused on creating livable communities with research to in turn shape into action. In collaboration with Sacramento State's Institute of Social Research, a new report pulled the needs of residents across six counties: Sacramento, Yolo, El Dorado, Placer, Yuba, and Sutter counties, as well as how they viewed the changing region. And some of the big concerns likely won't come as a surprise, from housing to affordability and public transportation. The data is being used by the Sacramento Area Council of Governments to better understand how to plan for the region's future as it develops and grows. Joining us is Evan Schmidt, Valley Vision's Executive Director, as well as James Corliss with the Sacramento Area Council of Governments. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Vicki.
Okay, Evan, what is a built environment? Because that's the name of the poll.
Absolutely. Well, the built environment is everything you see in your communities every day. It's really the ways that our houses, our transportation, our businesses, our open space and parks, our sidewalks, all of those things are easy to take for granted, but they really make up our daily lives and are really important when we think about planning and design.
Yeah, I mean, in order for a poll to be effective, it really comes down to the types of questions that are asked, who you're polling, the methodology, and all of that. What conversations did you have to creating this poll to get the most results and the most accurate picture of what residents in these six counties are facing?
Well, with our partner, the Institute of Social Research at Sac State, we have a panel of over 3,000 respondents from across the six county regions, as you mentioned. And from that panel, we have, for this particular poll, we had over 1,500 people answer. And the way that we do the polls is we make sure that we have a valid margin of error, and we weight it to match the demographics of our region. So we have a margin of error of less than 3%, and we're very confident that the responses that we're seeing in this poll really do truly reflect the views of the people in our region.
What were some of the questions that were asked?
We asked about housing preferences, as well as their experiences around affordability. We asked about their transportation practices and their opinions and perceptions about transportation. We asked things about their neighborhoods, including things like the sidewalks and the amenities and the parks. So we really wanted to get into what are some of the details of the built environment, both in terms of people's experiences and their opinions.
James, the Sacramento Area Council of Governments, or SACOG, right? For short, it's a pretty lengthy
name. Sure everybody knows the name.
Yeah, SACOG, exactly.
However you want to say it.
I mean, you represent a couple dozen plus, you know, local governments. Is there a gap in this information currently to help shape these local governments in how they want to grow their area and their communities?
I don't know there's a gap in how local governments view this. So one of the things that we do, pulling all the governments together, is plan for the future. So we're actually developing a plan right now we're calling Blueprint that looks out to 2050, so 25 years into the future. And I'd say many of our local governments actually understand we're fast growing. We have to accommodate people. We have to address the affordability crisis. We know traffic congestion is a major concern. But the question is, it's not if we grow, it's how, right? It's how we shape that growth and take some of the results of this poll that Valley Vision's just conducted and make sure we're listening to the needs of residents, the desires of residents, while still thinking about how will life be different in 5, 10, 25 years?
When you talk to local governments that you work with and collaborate with in the last 5 or 10 years, I mean, how have their communities changed?
Well, I think if you go back 15 years ago, we got really hit in the Great Recession. We as a metropolitan region probably took the biggest dive. And what happened, we were building a lot of housing from 2001 to 2008. Great Recession hit. And we took one of the biggest nosedives of any region in the country. So we really, housing really almost stopped to a trickle. Now we're very behind. So one of the things the poll is suggesting, and our local governments see this as well, is we are beginning to build more housing, although now inflation, interest rates, right? So we're way behind. We dug ourselves into a hole in the 2010s. And if we're going to accommodate our future growth, we have to build a lot more housing and provide more housing choices.
Yeah, Evan, the six counties that you polled, I mean, they all are unique. They have different demographics and socioeconomics, Sacramento, Yolo, El Dorado, Placer, Yuba, and Sutter counties. Where was their consensus in their responses?
Well, when we're looking at different housing types, we do see a lot of a majority of people noting that they would like to live in single family homes. But across our six counties, we had a full 36% of our respondents who said they are more interested in living in neighborhoods where there's more things like apartments, condos, duplexes, these attached housing products. And when you look at that percentage, that 36% who say they would, that's what they would like to see, that compares to actually 31% of what's available right now in those types of housing products. So even if you look at and say, oh, a majority of people want single family homes, that 36%, that amount that want those attached housing products is still underrepresented in what we actually have. And then another lens that we looked at was homeowners versus renters. And across the board, across all of our counties, those two groups have very different views of what they're looking for. And renters tended to want to see more infill development, more of that attached housing development, as well as kind of more leaning into housing growth in order to address this gap and this housing crisis that we're seeing.
So, James, how do you take this information and turn it into action?
Well, we're developing, as I said, Vicki, a long-range plan now called the Blueprint. In fact, if people want to go to our website, it's sacog.org. You can take a survey. So we're going to be pulling the results of this poll. We're doing focus groups. We're doing a big workshop coming up next month. And that's all going to get sort of fed into a strategy for how we grow in the region. And among the challenges we have, well, one challenge I'd love to talk about is clearly we have an affordability challenge in the region for housing. But we also have a majority of people saying, we want to slow down housing growth, right, and housing production. So those two things are a challenge. But we also have a challenge in funding and money and resources. We are not a region with a huge checkbook. We would love to build things like light rail to the airport or housing everywhere, but we have to be smarter about how we grow, about the kind of housing we produce, right, and the transportation and traffic congestion and providing people options. We've got to be much more cost-effective in how we deploy our investments.
You bring up a really big point, because I think it's pretty much generally understood that we have a housing problem. We have an affordability issue in this state and in this region. But the questions that you're asking really highlight that it impacts each individual or each household differently. They have different needs and different challenges.
Oh, absolutely. And I think James brings up an interesting point, too, about the majority wanting to slow down growth. When we asked the same, we asked the question, would you like to see housing development speed up to accommodate the needs we have, or would you like to see housing development slow down because neighborhoods are moving too fast? We had 52% saying they want to see it slow down. But when you look at these unique different subgroups, that changed a lot. So renters, that went all the way up to, I think it was 64% wanted to see development speed up. We also saw that it within cities as opposed to suburban or rural communities. So there's a lot of differences across different communities and different populations.
Hmm. Public transportation is a big one because there are six counties, but it is pretty common to live in a county and then commute to work in another county, right? Public transportation, has been a challenge. You know, I mean, it would be great to have a light rail to the airport, right, James? But what did you hear from residents about what they want? I would imagine there's an over-reliance on vehicles.
Absolutely. There is 93% noted that they rely on their personal vehicle primarily for their commute. But there's a few different things about that. One is commute patterns have changed so much since the pandemic. Yeah. So we saw this swing from pre-pandemic, 50% of people said they commuted 4 days or less. That's up to 93% of people said they commuted 4 days or less into their commute. So there's a lot more variability of people going in once a week, twice a week, maybe no times a week. And that really influences the way people use things like public transit. So yes, there's changing commuting patterns. There's a reliance on personal vehicles. And there's actually quite a bit of other modes of transportation that people are using, including walking, public transit, biking, rideshare, and others. And when you look kind of down the line at those other, although they're minority numbers, they do represent a significant amount of people. And Then, even in the people who said they rely on their personal vehicles, there was a significant amount of people who said they would use public transit more if they were safer, cleaner, or took less time. So these are all areas where there's opportunity to either change behavior or really maximize some of these other modes that people aren't using at this moment as much.
James, what are you hearing about public transportation and how it's evolved in recent years?
Well, also the good news in the poll is actually public transportation has a pretty good the respondent said, hey, I think it's sort of gotten a little bit better, right? And I give a lot of credit to our public transportation providers, Sacramento Regional Transit, Yolo Transit District. But the pandemic has changed things, right? It has changed so much. One is we don't have any big downtown jobs anymore, right? So we lost a lot of ridership. It's slowly coming back. So people are traveling as much as they did before the pandemic, but differently. So one thing about light rail to the airport, as much as I love that idea of the sleek train pulling in, it's light rail is not flexible. It's very costly. It only runs where it runs. We could actually make buses work quicker and faster and more reliably by dedicated lanes, traffic signals that are smarter. And now we're looking at a lot of big data about where people travel. And we're trying to use this big data to look at if there are some regional transit routes, as well as services that are more local in the neighborhood called microtransit, where you basically go to an app and you call up and you go from point to point. And it's a van of about 6 to 8 passengers. And it gives you point to point. It's called Smart Ride here in Sacramento County. It's very popular, right? So it's a little bit of things like that where we have to be dynamic and we have to be innovative. And again, I give a lot of credit to our public transportation providers that are testing out these new kind of point to point, on demand, consumer driven kinds of services.
Evan, was there anything in the poll that surprised you?
There was a number of things that surprised me, and I mentioned the majority of people wanting to slow down growth. But although I think some of the numbers that really popped out for me were around affordability. So we had 79% of people think that first-time home buyers will have more trouble buying homes in the next 5 years. We had 64% cite affordability as their biggest concern about growth in our region, and a full 52% of renters who said their neighborhoods aren't affordable. So to me, there's a lot of kind of writing on the wall that really confirms what we've already been hearing about housing affordability. And then it's always really important to remember as well, the cost burden of housing doesn't affect every population equally. So if you look at the racial demographics, we know that communities of color are more cost burdened than others. So the intensity of some of those numbers, I don't know that it surprised me, but it certainly jumped out to me as a really serious concern.
What stood out to you about the poll?
I think this quandary between people really citing affordability and lack of affordability in housing and the desire to not build more. So I think we've got a lot of work to do as local governments and public servants to really try to engage the public to understand that we need to build more housing. We need to build more housing also that is attached and multifamily and affordable. And frankly, there's a lot of our older areas, our commercial corridors or old strip malls, where we can actually re-envision and reimagine those. And we have a program called Green Means Go that's all about speeding up kind of environmentally friendly housing where people don't have to drive as much. They can hop on that bus. They can get things that are within walking distance. And I think what alarms me and I think it should alarm all of us, is the lack of affordable homeownership opportunities. Because as Evan just mentioned, the racial wealth gap in housing is significant and growing in the region. And it seems like the starting price point is $700 or more in the region these days. And there isn't something that used to exist 20, 30, 40 years ago, which is the starter home.
The starter home. Yeah. I mean, that's non-existent. You know, and that's the time of like my parents, you know, which is a completely different generation. I have so many friends that tried to get into their first home, especially during the pandemic, and offer after offer after offer just fell through, right? You have all cash offers and we know the record low interest rate. So I understand that. When it comes to our region, because this isn't just an isolated issue, right? How do we compare to other regions in the state, or are there comparable regions in the country that you can look to as for advice or collaborate with for solutions?
Yeah, and I love this question because I think, and I moved to the Sacramento region 6 years ago, and I used to live in the Bay Area. We always seem to compare ourselves to the Bay Area, but it's not a good comparison. Our comparators are more Salt Lake City, Denver, Nashville, Indianapolis, Raleigh, Durham, those mid-sized regions. And frankly, those mid-sized regions are kind of the future economically. A lot of young people are moving just there as they're moving here. The The challenge that we will always have, among others, is that we are right in that sort of satellite orbit of the Bay Area. So our housing costs have risen over time and fallen, but risen more than they've fallen because, in part, because of the salaries of the Bay Area. And I don't think we'll ever be the affordable option anymore to the Bay. So we have an inland Central Valley economy, right, with a sort of a workforce now that is more combined and flows back and forth with the Bay Area. We're probably akin to a number of those regions I mentioned, and we need to learn from those. The Metropolitan Chamber here does a lot of great study missions to those mid-sized regions, and that's where frankly, we need to go across the Sierras and look out into the West and the Midwest for a lot of our comparison regions.
In some cases, across the country.
True.
If you're talking about North Carolina. Finally, what would you like listeners to take away from this poll when they take it in for themselves this week? Evan?
Well, building off what James was just talking about worker mobility, this idea that people are less tied to their workplaces than they've ever been before, and how important it is, and this for Valley Vision coming back to livability, how important it is for our region to be a region of choice for people. And to do that, we need to be planning for the future, really thinking carefully about affordable housing, about how we're building and planning, and how we're building our transportation system. So, you know, these issues of built environment, they affect our livability so much. And so this is really an important moment to be having this dialogue and to be really thinking about how it is that we want to grow, because things have changed in the last few years so very dramatically. And there's a lot of work to do to make sure that we really stay this high quality of life region, which I really think we are. Not just for today, but for generations in the future.
How about you, James?
Yeah, we think about the plan we're doing out to 2050. So high school students today will be in their early 40s. And I think what we have to ask ourselves is, how do we make sure that everybody who wants to stay here can afford to stay here? And how, as Evan said, the very thing that is having a lot of Bay Area folks move up here, the unhitched from work, remote work, is also potentially going to allow people to leave here. And all of the people that we actually want to stay, our families, our kids, our grandchildren. So we have to be this region of choice. Things like a regional bike trail network that, you know, heretofore seemed like kind of, that would be nice to have. It's a must have now. So these kinds of quality life, transportation, housing options, these are must haves for us.
James and Evan, thanks for the time.
Thank you. You're so welcome.
A lot of information. Evan Schmidt is Valley Vision's executive director, and James Corliss is with the Sacramento Area Council of Governments. They're discussing the Built Environment Poll, which shared the needs of residents across six counties, Sacramento, Yolo, El Dorado, Placer, Yuba, and Sutter, as well as how they view the growing region. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.